Today, the church honors another great saint, Pope Saint Pius X. Until just recently, in fact, last year, he was the only pope that was canonized from the 20th century until the recent and happy addition of John Paul II and John the 23rd. Pope Saint Pius X lived at the beginning of the 20th century and, in fact, sadly died just as the First World War was breaking out. But he was best known for his insistence upon the frequent reception of Holy Communion. It's one of the things we often think about when we hear about Pope Saint Pius X, who lived and died 100 years ago. And he had deep conviction in this. Why? Because at the time, they were wrestling in the years preceding it, trying to figure out who can receive and how often should we. Because if it's such a great gift, maybe the poor broken soul that isn't quite perfect can't approach him who is perfection in the Holy Eucharist. And they were arguing about this, and there were people on both sides. And he was the one who finally settled it. And this was only 100 years ago, drawing on what would have been taught years ago at the Council of Trent in the 1500s, but saying, no, one need not be perfect. In fact, because we're not perfect is exactly why we need the Holy Eucharist. And so he kind of silenced those who said that you had to be really, 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 really good in order to receive Holy Communion. He said, no, the church has been clear, and he laid it out for us. So long as we're not in a state of mortal sin, we are to run to Jesus. And if we're in mortal sin, we go to confession. And so he clarified it. And what a beautiful gift. Why? Because he was looking at the words of Jesus in the Gospel of John that we're hearing this in these Sundays, saying, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in me. He was seeing that God is communicating his life, but we need it badly. That how can we get to that state of almost perfection, which some said was required before you can approach our blessed Lord? He said, how do we even get there without him, his life, getting me there? And he was a smart man. And so he said, go frequently, go often. Why? Because we need it. And Jesus has said that we need his flesh and blood to have life. And then they said, it's not a prize. And Pope Francis has repeated this so beautifully of late. He said, the Eucharist is not a prize for the perfect, but it's a remedy for the weak. I thought he invented that. He got that from Pope Saint Pius X 100 years ago, who said the exact same thing. He said, it's a remedy for the weak. It's our nourishment. It's not a prize for those of us who think we're great. It's a remedy for those of us who, though not in a state of mortal sin, are yet sinners in need of God's mercy. How did Pope Saint Pius X arrive at this understanding of, in his heart, of true dependence on God? Is because he was born poor, and he said he lived poor, and he died poor. He was born a poor Italian peasant, and he lived his life in simplicity. What does that give? The great gift of the poor is they know dependence, utter dependence on God. Pope Saint Pius X looked at Jesus in the Eucharist and must have understood that utter dependence and said, I want everyone to be able to run to this, from little kids who can understand that it's God to really, really, really advanced people who need it at all states in life. What a great gift is the Holy Eucharist. And St. Pius X has allowed us, it was an integral in us receiving regularly. What a blessing it is to be here today. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. We have a chance to receive the life, the remedy we need for today's challenges, to keep us from sin, which is what he does for us here. One other great thing Pope St. Pius X did just a few years after he opened up communion, as I've just explained, in 1909, December 31st, he was the one who established the great diocese of Bismarck. He put it on paper, drew the dividing line, and created this great diocese. We are grateful to him for that as well, but most of all, for his great teaching on the Holy Eucharist and our need for it. Let us run to Christ, who is our remedy today, with grateful hearts, dependent on him. Mm-hmm.